Hey, it's Evenee, and you're listening to my audio demo. Are you ready? Let's go.
What a beautiful day it is right now in the Crossroad District for First Fridays. It's 76 degrees and sunny. Tonight's low is in the high 50s, low 60s, and I got something else to make it better.
Ladies and gentlemen,
another 95.7 The Vibe winner.
Hey, you're on The Vibe. Who am I talking to?
I'm Tony.
Hey, Tony. Okay, so 51% of people do this at work at their desk. What is it?
Well, if I had a work desk, I would take a nap.
Girl, congratulations!
Are you serious?
I'm serious. I just read a study today, and it said that 51% of people take naps at their desk at work.
Let me tell you, if I had a desk, I would.
Look, I can't do that. I'm a drooler, so I would be drooling over all kinds of important papers. I get in major trouble.
You're never going to believe how Maury is trying to help Cardi B. I can't make these things up. I got all the dirt after finesse. Here she is with Bruno Mars on Vibe. We got it going on. This is The Vibe. What up? It's Evenee. Happy Sunday, Funday. Brand new music from Bruno Mars and Cardi B with finesse. So 2017, it was a really good year for Bruno Mars and a really good year for Cardi B. She was at the top of the charts, all kinds of endorsements. She got engaged to Offset from the Migos, but there's been a few things that have come out about Offset cheating on Cardi. And this weekend, another video came out with Offset allegedly in the video cheating on her again with another woman. But I don't know if Cardi had known about this because their iPhones recently got hacked. So these could be old videos. But the internet was going crazy. Even Maury jumped in on it. And he tweeted to Cardi saying that if she needs to make Offset take a lie detector test, he's there for her. Now, when Maury reaches out to you, you might have a problem. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, Magic 107.3. Who is this?
This is Cheryl. Did I win?
Girl, you're right on it. Yes, you did. Congratulations. You're my seventh caller. You'll be going to Midnight Magic at the Adams Mark Hotel. Do you have someone to kiss at midnight?
Thank you.
Well, you and that person are going to be at the Adams Mark Hotel to ring in 2019 with the whole Magic crew. Do you know who you're taking with you?
Yep, I sure do.
Okay, you're just keeping that a secret, right?
Everybody will know when we walk in.
Okay. Okay.
That was her featuring Bryson Tiller with Coulda Been on Magic 104.7 KNEK, old school and today's R&B. My name is Evenee, and ever since they let that girl go, they are back to the number one spot. I'll tell you who after Neo. Champagne Life. All right, girl. Magic 104.7 KNEK, old school and today's R&B. My name is Evenee, and ever since they let that girl go on the Today Show, Megyn Kelly, their ratings are back to number one. Now, a lot of people thought that it was because they had that little fiasco with Matt Lauer and the sexual harassment allegations. But ever since they let Megyn Kelly go, they're back to the number one spot and their show ratings are on the rise. So, you know, we could have told them that a long time ago, but then again, we're just the viewers, right? We don't know anything. Hey, Magic 107.3, who's this?
This is Antonio Lewis.
Antonio Lewis, where are you calling me from?
Kansas City, Missouri.
KCMO is in the house. How would you like it if you rang in 2019 with the whole Magic crew at the Adams Mark Hotel?
That would be great.
Congratulations, great. You're my seventh caller. Do you have a date for New Year's Eve?
No.
Okay, well, you'll figure it out.
At least not yet.
Hey, you're on the radio. You can shoot your shot right now if you want to.
Any ladies who want to come out and go party with me at 107, let's do this.
That was So For Real with Candy Rain inside Kansas City's Best Mix, the all-new Magic 107.3. It's Evenee. And if you're a fan of Hostess Honey Buns and Donuts, hold on to your wigs because they're coming out with box cereal for both of them. Now, I'm not a big fan of cereal, but I am down to try this. And it's coming out sooner than later. It should be on grocery store shelves in January. So much for that 2019 lose weight resolution, right? And you all should be ashamed of yourself because I can't believe that 56% of you think this way. I was shocked. And speaking of marriage, I was shocked when I read this, but it's a study and it just came out saying that 56% of people, that's you all, would rather get married for money rather than for love. I was shocked, but then again, I'm a millennial. I've watched one too many Disney movies, so I live in a fairy tale world. But still, money isn't everything. Or is it? Let me know. Hit me up on Facebook at Magic 107.3 KC and sound off on the topic.